This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, picking up where Kimberly left off, that is to say central banks and what they're thinking. The Fed, as I said, starts yet another two-day meeting tomorrow. Skip, pause, or another hike? Your guess is as good as mine. We will, of course, cover Chair Powell's press conference on Wednesday, but I want to give you a little preview of something he is almost certainly going to say.
Monetary policy affects economic activity with long and variable legs.
He has been saying that, Jay Powell has, a lot.
Long and variable legs.
And not just him either.
Monetary policy works with long and variable legs.
The famous long and variable legs.
Long and variable legs.
Long and variable legs.
Long and variable legs.
Crazy, right? That was Philip Jefferson and Christopher Waller there on the Fed's Board of Governors in Washington. Also Mary Daly from the San Francisco Fed and Raphael Bostic from Atlanta. You get my point, I assume. So just like the Fed takes 2 days to have a meeting, we are going to take the next 2 days to explain where that phrase came from and how it influences monetary policy. Today, long and variable lag, the origin story.
My name is Peter Ireland, and I'm a professor of economics at Boston College.
My name is Vasco Carvalho. I'm a professor of macroeconomics at the University of Cambridge.
My name is Jennifer Burns. I'm an associate professor of history at Stanford University and a research fellow at the Hoover Institution.
Okay, those are our experts. Now, the name you really need to know.
Milton Friedman.
Milton Friedman.
Generally, the term is associated with Milton Friedman.
The long and variable lag is one of these nostrums that's passed into conventional wisdom, but was not conventional wisdom when Friedman started talking about it.
Jennifer Burns has, as it happens, just written a biography of Milton Friedman,
which will come out in November, but is available now for pre-order.
I promised her we'd get the plug in. I hope that's all right. Anyway, Milton Friedman, iconic conservative economist at the University of Chicago, eventually a Nobel Prize winner, first started talking about the long and variable lags of monetary policy in the late 1950s.
What Milton Friedman is meaning with this long and variable lags is that the effects of central bankers on manipulating the interest rate that we all pay take a rather long time to have their full effects seen in the economy.
We've talked about this a lot. Interest rates influence the businesses and the decisions they make and the decisions consumers make and ultimately thus inflation, but it can take a while.
It depends on each episode, and sometimes monetary policy acts decisively and it takes much longer than that. Sometimes it takes less time.
There's a way in which we can miss how revolutionary a lot of what he said was because it's just been incorporated into like, well, this is stuff that everybody knows.
To understand how revolutionary it was when Friedman said it, it's probably helpful to think about what was going on at the time.
The early 1960s mood is extremely confident, right? We're going to put a man on the moon.
I therefore ask the Congress, above and beyond the increases I have earlier requested for space activities.
We know how to get unemployment lower.
We must show the world what a free economy can do.
And if things start to go wrong, we know how to correct. We can fine tune.
Fine tuning was kind of a thing during President Kennedy's administration.
The idea was that economists, particularly those advising the president, were fine tuning the direction of the economy.
In other words, making small adjustments to get a precise outcome, a little bit, if you will, like a photographer, adjusting focus.
If things were slowing down, let's do a quick acting tax cut to speed them up. If things are going too fast, maybe we need to get interest rates up quickly. And we can predict with reasonable accuracy what impact our actions will have.
So that's the era during which Milton Friedman begins raising doubts about how much central bankers or the president can actually control the economy, given the long and variable lags between interest rate changes and the economic response. And the thing about Friedman is that he kind of liked to be a provocateur.
But what was also distinctive about that is he had this enormous bedrock of empirical research that he had spent years and years laboring on. So there was something very solid behind all those provocations.
Friedman became an economist at a time when economics was getting a lot more quantitative and mathematical. He studied that data, but he studied history, too.
Friedman was never believed in fine-tuning. He said, we don't know enough. It's too complicated. If we try to fine-tune, we could end up creating very large and unexpected problems.
There is a danger in taking the equations or the models too literally.
Long and variable lag. At a big picture, it's really thought about as an argument for not tinkering too much with the economy.
The Federal Reserve started its two-day interest rate setting meeting today, press conference tomorrow, which is why we were talking yesterday about something Jay Powell and a whole bunch of other Fed officials have been saying a whole lot lately.
Monetary policy affects economic activity with long and variable lags.
The famous long and variable lags.
Long and variable lags.
Long and variable lags.
Long and variable lags.
And we gave you yesterday the long and variable lag origin story.
Generally, the term is associated with Milton Friedman.
What Milton Friedman is meaning with this long and variable lags is that the effects of central bankers take a rather long time to have their full effects seen in the economy.
The long and variable lag is one of these nostrums that's passed into conventional wisdom, but was not conventional wisdom when Friedman started talking about it.
That's Peter Ireland, professor of economics at Boston College. Vasco Carvalho, he's at the University of Cambridge. And Jennifer Burns, she's the author of a new biography about Milton Friedman. So today, Milton Friedman's long and variable lag, circa 2023. But first, a little history. In 1961, Friedman wrote a journal article called The Lag in Effect of Monetary Policy. We will spare you the details, but the TLDR is that Friedman said it can take a long time for monetary policy action like raising or lowering interest rates to work its way through the economy.
Now, it turns out that about 10 years later, Friedman wrote another paper and found that, in fact, it can be up to 2 years before the full effects are found on inflation.
2 years. And you got to remember that back then,
there actually used to be a long and variable lag between the Fed doing something and people knowing what it had actually done.
There was no announcement when the Fed changed interest rates. There was no press conferences.
These were secret meetings, and you might find out 6 months later what happened.
Surprise. So that's one difference from today. Here's another one.
You should really think that Friedman is like being a hero in a very data-poor environment.
Economists today have way more data, way more tools than Milton Friedman had.
Over the last decade, particularly during COVID, you may have seen this explosion of indicators, right? What happened last week in St. Louis? What was the card expenditures in downtown Manhattan on a given weekend, et cetera?
We've talked about this. Economists today can look at credit card transactions, hotel occupancy rates, other high-frequency indicators, they're called, to track the economy almost in real time.
Some people find longer lags, some people find shorter lags. And I think it's fair to say that the evidence is mixed.
And while economists do understand much better than, say, what Milton Friedman was writing, these transmission mechanisms of how exactly monetary policy eventually, goes into every crack in the economy is not still well understood.
And that gets us back to Jay Powell and the Federal Open Market Committee trying to decide whether to keep raising interest rates, by how much, and for how long.
I think what the concept of the long and variable lag does is tries to orient policymakers to a clear and consistent path rather than one that's too responsive to quarterly information about how the economy is doing.
The other thing it does, even 60 years on, is gives the Fed some cover to say, we just don't know yet.
There was an old literature that made those lags out to be fairly long.
That's Powell in a press conference last November when year-over-year inflation was running at 8.2%, and he had just raised interest rates for the sixth time in a row, and then he went on.
There's newer literature that says that they're shorter. And, the truth is we don't have a lot of data of inflation of this high in what is now the modern economy.
And here he is just last month when the Fed skipped a rate hike.
It's sort of standard thinking that monetary policy affects economic activity with long and variable lags. Of course, these days, financial conditions begin to tighten well in advance of actual rate hikes.
You could say that monetary policy works with long and variable lags has become shorthand for, hey, we're not sure exactly how things are going to play out, but we're doing our best with the data we've got. Historian Jennifer Burns gets the last word on all this.
That being said, I think Friedman would agree that one has to stick with a policy and let it work its way through the system. And so to the extent that the long and variable lag gives the Fed some cover to do that, I think he would appreciate and understand that.
Chair Powell takes the podium tomorrow at 2:30 Eastern. He is always punctual, by the way. We'll see what he says about interest rates and those long and variable lags.